You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello, I'm Elliot. I'm here with James to discuss the overnight cricket between Australia and England. Let's have a look at some of the bets, James. What are you thinking?
I'm a bit depressed, Elliot, to be honest. It's not been the greatest of test matches. I know Andrew Flintoff was looking for an England win. So was I at Adelaide under the lights. I thought England had a real chance in this one. And now they are up against it in looking to try and save the game and get a draw out of it. Australia, 442 for 8 declared, 53 for 4 in the second inning. So England have had a little bit of a bright spot towards the end of day 3. But England's 227. There's two elements to this. England haven't batted with their heads. They've relied on Wokes and Overton to bail them out a little bit towards the end, chasing balls wide outside off stump. They need to realise that it's a five-day test match and you can bat boringly for a bit and manage to try and get through some of these tough spells. Too many players, Vince Root, gone out there, flashed outside off stump and got themselves out. And that's why England have found themselves in a bit of a pickle in Adelaide. The 53 for 4, why have England left it until the end of day 3 to actually bowl properly? 53 for 4, a good effort from England, but off the back of 442 for 8 declared. They didn't use the new ball in the first innings properly. They were unlucky at times. They've beaten the bat a lot, but they've bowled far too short, given far too many four balls. And now Australia, they're in command of this. I know Stephen Smith's getting a few pelters for not enforcing the follow-on with Australia now four down. But England are up against this. Even if Australia only add another, 60 runs, they're only going to be, they're still going to be over 300 ahead. The 268 ahead now with four down. England need to come out strongly on day 4, take a load of quick wickets, and even then they're up against it in terms of saving the game. 2 days left. There has been some rain around at Adelaide. I'm sure Joe Root's doing a bit of a rain dance in his hotel, but Australia should win this test match, and obviously the markets reflect that. Australia 1-8 to win it. The draw 9-1. I wouldn't count that out. If there is a little bit of rain around and England bat better in the second innings, they can't bat much worse. They need to go out there, create occupation, see off those tough spells, and then not make hay, but just stay there whilst it's a bit easier. England at 10-1, I wouldn't touch, because it would be a rather dramatic turnaround for England to win this test match. But I wouldn't discount the draw at 9-1, but Australia, quite rightly, massively odds-on favourites to win this game.
Yeah, let's have a look at some of the batsman markets then. Second innings, Australia. They've got to come out and bat, obviously, but don't have to bat tremendously well, because as you say, they're looking in a strong position, but England have to come out and bat well. So what are your thoughts?
I mean, second innings for Australia, Usman Khawaja is currently in situ but hasn't got a big score to his name. So you've got Peter Hanscom at 2-1 and Shaun Marsh at 9-4 leading this market, Tim Payne at 7-2, and then Mitchell Starc, Nathan Lyon and the rest of the bowlers coming up in the rear. You'd have to say that the likes of Hanscom and Marsh, if they can see off the first 20 minutes tomorrow, would be the two obvious bets, and that's why they're leading this market. Tim Payne actually got a nice 50 in the first innings. He's been under a lot of scrutiny for his place, but I think the way Shaun Marsh batted in that first innings, that century was the difference between these two sides so far. So I'll take him at 9-4. And then looking at England's batting for the second innings, well, they need one of those top batsmen to stand up and be counted. Joe Root and Isaac Cook head the market at 5-2 and 7-2 respectively. Quite rightly, the two pedigree batsmen in England's lineup, but they've been a little bit shaky. Root's not been looking like one of the top three players in the world so far, so it's crucial to him to start getting some runs, and it would do them a world of good. If he could bat for a day and a half and save this test match, then he's right back into this series. But yeah, Stoneman, Milan, Vince, 11-2 to 6-1, they need to get some runs and to stay in. They've got some nice 50s so far in their test careers. None of them have got 100 yet, and maybe this is their time to shine. Johnny Bairstow in there at 7-1. He needs some runs too, and Moeen Ali there at 7-1 as well. Craig Overton top scored in the first innings. He's 33-1 if you think he could do that again. Probably unlikely, but he batted very, very well indeed. I think the way I'd go on this one is to go for Alistair Cook at 7-2. He's going to open the innings. He knows what it's like to bat for a long time in a test match. He'll try and do the Michael Atherton in in South Africa some years ago and bat all day long. So Ice to Cook for me at 7-2 would be the pick. But I think if I was going to have a nibble further down, I'd maybe look at somebody like Johnny Bairstow to come in at number 7 and maybe shore things up and hang around for a while. So 7-1 for Johnny Bairstow. For the bowlers, Mitchell Starc's favourite at 7-4, Hazelwood's 3-1. Now, they're the two best seamers in their lineup. Hazelwood's got a tremendous record at Adelaide, but Nathan Lyon, days 4 and 5 of a test match, he's outspun Moen Ali all the way through this series so far. He's got a spin in this match already, held a cracking catch as well on day 3. Nathan Lyon, the man that riled England ahead of the series, has annoyingly played really well in the series, because it would have been lovely for him to have had an absolutely terrible series and for his career to have ended, kind of thing, you know, because he was saying that he wanted to end England's careers, but he's been brilliant so far. Fair play to him. 13-5 on Nathan Lyon to be the best bowler for Australia, I think has to be worth a look. But overall, yeah, you could have a nibble on the draw, but Australia at 1-8 to go 2-0 up in the series. It's looking a little bit dire for England in this Ashes.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.